Parshas Nosoi. First, start off. It says Nosoi is Rosh Bnei Gershon Gamhim, continuing the theme of last week's parsha, raising up each of the heads of the Shvatim, so to speak, of Levi. Kahas Gershon Merari. Kahas was last week's parsha. Then it says Gershon Merari in this week's parsha. Anyways, it says Nosa is Reish Mene Gershon Gamhim, Leves Avoysam, Lemishpachaysam. Raise them up. By Gershon, it says Leves Avoysam, Lemishpachaysam, their father's house, their family. Whereas by Kahas and Merari, it says the opposite. By Kahas, it says Lemishpachaysam, Leves Avoysam. And by Merari, it also says Lemishpachaysam, Leves Avoysam. What's the switch? Why does it say father's house first only by Kahas? I'm sorry, only by Gershon. So the Medrash answers, because Gershon is the only one who really, his lifting up was special and specifically for him because it was household oriented. Because Gershon was a Bechar, that's why they got, that was the specialness of them getting chosen where they were in place number two. We'll mention in a minute that Kahas was chosen first because he had the Aron. So by him it doesn't say Leves Avoysam, father's house, because his father's house is not something that made him get that. It was because they had the Aron. Gershon, we're saying it is the father's house that made him. The fact that Gershon had been a Bechar. And Merari didn't necessarily have a Chashuv of Beis Av, and therefore it says Mishpachaysam also to bring up that point that not necessarily was there such Chashivas that was bringing that out. To wonder a little bit, Marshiva used to ask what exactly. Rashi says, the Chazal said that Gershon's Chashivas was, the Bnei Gershon, the Chashivas was the fact that they were from Gershon, who was a Bukhar. What exactly does that represent? We are years after Gershon. Very nice. He was a Bukhar. What does that represent, though, for the Levim? Maybe Menashevit, but why is it? But who cares that Gershon was a Bukhar of that passing down? Okay, the Moshe's Kingdom says an interesting answer. He answers that by both Gershon and Kahas, it says it doesn't by Gershon it doesn't say Mishpachaisim first because he doesn't have a lot of Mishpachais, right? Like we see that he only had two, Livni v'Shimi. And the question is that Merari also only had two mishpachas, right? Machli and Mushi. And therefore, what exactly is the Moshe's Kingdom talking about? You have to know what's shot in him. Okay, a few more points about this, about what we're saying at the beginning of the parasha. First of all, is that there's another shtel that the Medrash makes besides the face of Vaisa Mishpachaisam. It also shtels Gamheim. Right, it says Nosoi Reish Bnei Gershon Gamheim Leves Avoysam. Why does it say that? So the Medrash answers because Kahas went first because they carried the Aron, even though really chronologically it went Gershon Kahas Merari. But we put Kahas first because they carried the Aron. That was in last week's parsha, and then we're putting Gershon because of the Bukharis. We're saying yeah, him. By the way, him also. He also is special. And then good, Merari is the last, and that's why it doesn't necessarily say Gamheim. Okay, fine. Agav, as far as what we were saying before about Yichas, there's Gemara Menachos that goes up through about 23 Deiras getting a certain Amira back to Ezra. So Vice says there is a little bit to Yichas, even though it's Deiras away. You have to know, right, all over the Maisa Chazal, do mention something about Yichas. Yeah, look at it, don't look at it. It is worth something, it's not worth something. Obviously, the greatest Yichas a person has is what's it called? Is what he himself does. I think Rabbi Yochum used to say a line. Rabbi Yochum used to say a line to someone, he would say, that I'm a Bal Yichas from David. I think he said, what did he say? I don't remember what he said. Either he said something that brought out the effect of I am also, or he also brought out that, remember, that David HaMelech really originally came from Loit. I don't remember, right? Because that's been coming from Am and Amayav, and then going all the way back to Loit. In other words, like, Yichus doesn't mean anything unless you do something about it. That's for sure. That's for sure the main point of the Yichus. Okay, now the Medrash throws in something that's really from another pasuk in another it's parsha, but it throws in Eim Chazkin El Muchzakiv Mizarzin El Mizrazin. We don't give chizuk. We don't give help. We don't reach out. We don't try to prod along to those unless they themselves are already growing and steiging. Now, what does that mean? Don't you think that those are the people who shouldn't need help? Shouldn't it be that we reach out to the people who are not going anywhere? And the answer is that well, there's two things that really come out of here. First of all, is that vice versa? Yeah, not right. What's the famous thing that when the teacher's picking on you, then that's when you know you're okay. It's when the teacher's ignoring you and letting you sit all year, not saying a word to you. You're not saying a word to the teacher. That's when you got to worry. Exactly. When the teacher's saying no, everything's just good, all good and dandy, then you have what to worry. When the teacher's picking on you, right? The same thing with Hashem, right? If you're living a good straight life and you don't necessarily think that you should be because of different averes or different things that you might be doing, you got to start worrying that maybe Hashem forgot about you. It's fakar when Hashem is giving the yisurim and giving the messages. That's when we can realize that Hashem still knows us and loves us and we might be okay. So that's definitely one aspect that comes out of that. Of imechazken al muchzakin. Another aspect is for the people themselves giving it. What do we mean? It means for the person who's giving imechazken. In other words, we're telling you the person giving, don't give to a person who's not moving anywhere. Give to a person who's moving somewhere. Why? So let's think about it. If, of course, you're supposed to greet everyone with a smile, you're supposed to say hello to everyone, you're supposed to be friendly towards everyone. Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say hello to the nuns on the corner of Grove and Muncie by the streets over there. Yes, 100%. Was he their best friend? Was he going to let the nuns teach him any of their teachings? Was he going to go play jacks with them? Of course not. It was in whatever Rabbi Yaakov felt a way of connection of letting them know that they are Hashem's creations, just as they are, or whatever it is. But it was nothing. It was nothing deeper than that. If Rabbi Yaakov would go try to teach them, and he would get dragged down, then he wouldn't have started an iota. He wouldn't have started a ki huzeh. He would not have started at all. If someone is sitting in let's say a Geisha taxi, and he thinks that in order to show that the Jews are good, so he starts trying to knock off his yarmulke a little bit. He tells the taxi driver to turn up the radio to show he listens to radio. Also tries to get into the whole lingo. Hey man, what's going on? And does that cause you to start losing your whole identity? That's not what the Torah means when it says, Heaven Mikhail's call him and save him from the office. Be very nice to him. Be kind to him. But don't lose yourself. Don't lose your status.
Isn't that the reason for Yain Nisa?
For sure. Yes. Yeah, very good. Very good. Exactly. To stay away from them. Exactly. To not become too friendly. Very good. Yes. Right, one has to be extremely careful in Eretz Yisrael, right? Where the basically quote unquote the other race over there, the game over there, quote unquote, are the Chelonim. So there, it's even more dangerous. You get into a taxi, think, oh, this guy's Jewish. Let me show him how Jews are really nice. And you start the whole thing, and you could start dropping to his level in a way that's not what's supposed to happen. Very often, this is the outcry against going to Kiruv to the all these places that people end up dropping from. Is that really supposed to happen? One has to be really, really careful. Don't go give chizuk unless it's someone who's already growing, because then you're not going to fall. Don't lower your standards. Don't lower your standards in order to go try. You do good. There's a way to give over. There's a way to talk to. There's a way to make sure they gain something from, like Rabbi Yaakov. But did Rabbi Yaakov become one iota less of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky because he did that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
If you make yourself bigger than them, it's not
going to
be like a good thing.
Of course, it shouldn't seem haughtily, but proudly with a stolz, with a geschmack. That yeah, I'm doing what I right. What's Mishnah Berurah saying? Mishnah Berurah says in one of the first few Mishnah Berurahs, he says that when that one is not supposed to sit doing chumras around people who are going to make fun of him. But if it's mitzvahs that are bordering on mitzvahs, I say, and you happen to be around, sort of, there's no way for you to move right now, so you go do your mitzvahs or stay away from your leisah seis and don't stare. No, that's not gaiva at all. That's the Torah. That's exactly that's a good gaiva. That's the shtaltz tzayin yid. That's exactly what where the Torah says no, you do what you're supposed to do. Yeah. The Medrash also brings out that B'nai Kahas were, like we said, the ones who carried the Aron, and they had the least amount of people between 30 to 50. Why? So quite a few reasons that seem to be steerous back and forth. Exactly. Yes, we mentioned last week already about the dying.
Everyone died or only them?
Not.
Whoever held the Aron.
They were the holders of the
Aron. Whoever held the Aron in general died or not?
Didn't have to be, but they were...
Pashas,
they make kalos reish around it. So that's why they, what's it called? That's why they fell.
So I'm not going to. Wait, Levim or kind of who held it?
No. What? It was Levim. Okay. You do find that the Kainim held the Pashas Neis. No, Yehuda, you were telling me last week, someone's telling me last week, that the Kainim held the Pashas Neis, so crossing the Yarden or whatever. But yeah, exactly. That was Kainim, seemingly.
Is your problem? But it doesn't.
Pashas, they didn't see it. It should have come out that they did not see it. Exactly. They covered it.
Only the bars took out?
But, yeah, I guess you have to say.
You looked at it, were you Chaimisa?
Well, it weren't Chaimisa necessarily, but they died because they made like a calcification out of it. They made like light out of it, trying to see or whatever, you know, and... But there are really different steers back and forth. Some say that they die because of the Kalas Reish Aron. Some say it's because they the bizayin that everyone ran away from the Meshulchan Menorah and the other Kalim. So as that bizayin, that's why they died. Some say Fakarat, that they all ran away from the Aron. They felt the Aron was too dangerous and they didn't want to have almost like an Asaph type of thing that he felt he couldn't handle it. So he ended up throwing everything away. So they would run from the Aron so they wouldn't have to hold it. So the Shulchan Menorah. So that was a bizayin. I think the Chassam Sofer says whatever that there were.
You're not supposed to look at the Shekhinah also. Maybe
right.
The Shekhinah
right, but still they had a commandment that they were supposed to hold this. They have to do what they're supposed to do in the right way. I think the Chassam Sofer says we didn't mention this, but Lag BaOmer Zachin that there was an earthquake. There had been an earthquake in those times, and one second. In Tavkuf Tzadik Zayin, when's that? That's 1837, 1838, there was a earthquake in Tzfas, and Chassam Sofer said that it was because people forgot Yerushalayim and they were sitting running to Tzfas.
They were sitting away.
It was a few hours north. What?
They were sitting away.
They ran, the people were running to Tzfas, figuring out the whole, the Kabbalistic city, whatever.
What is it considered?
What?
What is it considered?
What do you mean?
What country is it considered?
No, it's part of Eretz Yisrael.
It's not yours, it's north.
Of course it's north. It's a very harsh of a city. But people were running to it as if it was the city to be in, and they were forgetting about Yerushalayim, and some say for time that was the reason for the earthquake. So we're saying a similar thing over here with the Aron, that if they ran away from the Aron, then
in Berlin.
That was with the Meshech Chachma that they were saying that the goal that we have our Yerushalayim. This was a not Kaddish thing. It was totally not Kaddish. They're trying to say we're good with life. That's a totally different thing. No, this is saying that they saw the Kedusha of Tzvas. Okay. Fine. So about getting too close to the Aron or whatever. There's a famous story. That different parts of it. Basically, there was a bacher who used to be by the Chavetz Chaim's house Shabbos night, and the Chavetz Chaim used to cover his table with his tablecloth, his desk, whatever. That had a bunch of letters on. He used to cover with a special cloth for Shabbos. And the bacher who was listening and wasn't either was already ahead of the cheshbon of others who the Chavetz Chaim was saying a shir to in his house, or he wasn't really understanding. So he would play around and try to look at the Chavetz Chaim's, you know, the private things that were going on. Basically, what you would have said is the hack of that time. So he once saw a letter that was written, the Chafetz Chaim was writing to a certain Jewish thing that had what to do with overseeing a bunch of yeshivas, benegei a certain, almost, you know, government standards of food or whatever. And the Chafetz Chaim is writing, the yeshiva is clean, and the health inspectors, it'll pass, don't worry about it. At the end of the letter, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Kol negei b'har mos yumas. Right, which basically translates from the Parsha of Yisrael, which is around Shavuos. Anyone who touches the mountains will surely die. In other words, basically saying that the Chofetz Chaim is saying that, yeah, you should know the yeshiva is clean, and I'm not lying. But do not dare try to come start up with the yeshiva. You will be extremely sorry. Not because of me. That is how Hashem works when you're dealing with the Aron. When you're dealing with the Aron, when you're dealing with the yeshivas, when you're dealing with the Torah, the Chofetz Chaim is showing us you have to be extremely, extremely, extremely careful how we deal with things. The many, many mice throughout Europe or whatever that bring, yeah.
Somebody said today because today they passed the law.
No.
In New York about anti-vaccination. Yeah, used to be private schools whatever they want. They just passed the law that private school exemption doesn't work anymore. I mean, even if you're a private school, it's
like, very interesting. Yeah, so I hear.
The opposite of what
this
comes time
to make. I'm saying, yeah, technically, it should be the same thing. And what's it called? The and there's another mice in the Shiva of Alojin that when you had Rabbi Shul, I guess you had the Netziv, if I have it right here, you had the Netziv and Reb Chaim.
The
similar to almost what we said with Mar Shiva Rabbi Leaf last week, that the Netziv and Reb Chaim, the Netziv was extremely old at that time. Whenever it snowed in Valajin, do you know who cleaned the streets so that the Bachim could get back and forth to the dorm? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and his grandfather-in-law, who was extremely old, the Netziv. They would sit up. They were the Rosh Yeshiva. They sat shalom in the snow. Why? Like we said last week with Rebbe Leaf. Because the Bachram are the yeshiva. The Rashi yeshiva. It's not even shot that the Bachram knew about it. It's the Rashi yeshiva. This is nothing to do with the Kavod HaTorah. Here, this is the Kavod HaTorah. The yeshiva, the Bachram, the Olam, learning the Siddarim. Yeah, Avada, you're walking out on your Ben Astarba and your yeshiva shoveling, then yes, Avada, in a chalam, go shovel. But who's going to get it ready? Who's going to get it that the Bachur can get back and forth quickly? Who's supposed to be in charge of that? The Rashi Yeshiva are honest with themselves that we are, let's say, you know, the psichas are and the skirs are and the one who gets like Sovach Nasa. But you know who's actually knows the Torah? Bachram. The Bachram Alain sitting, learning, the what's it called, schwitzing away, learning and working that. Baruch Hashem, Reb Chaim and the Tziv, they're already set for life within 2 minutes. They know how to get deep into Shas. Reb Chaim used to sit by the window every day at a Valajin after davening. Different amounts, different days. I don't know if this means one or the other. I'll tell you in a minute. I think I know what it means, and it can make sense either way. And finally someone asked him, well, different day, well, Mama, she sit different times every day looking out the window after Shachas. So I do a different masechta every single day in those few minutes after Shachas. I think he means Gemara. I believe he means Gemara.
So he scans like Gemara in 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's it called? Yeah. To get sweating, right? Amol, rezoicha, to see amilus pater, someone who gets schwitzed and sweating over a sugya, whatever. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, within a couple minutes, he would be so deep in concentration, able to go be iyun into something, that he would be like this.
I don't know. He's walking with him to show. He's like,
Smoke step, Stan Bowley. Yeah. This is between Letterman and his house, which is only a few steps, right?
Exactly.
It ends up being a Zoyer that they don't bring every place or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the point is that the Rosh Yeshiva are in charge. Oh, but the Bachrim there, they what?
That's right.
With the
15 bits of pizza from the time story? Sure, sure.
Yeah.
The way the collecting worked then is that the Chofetz Chaim would go to a show, round up the big beer in a room.
Yeah.
Even Chizuk, and then they would donate bits.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was $10,000, which was, let's say, $100,000 those days. So they would pledge beds. That's a yeshiva. That's 100.
Right.
100 beds. So it would be 100 beds. So wherever it was, so the Chofetz Chaim would get a sheer smooth, and then they would do pledge. So during the heard that the Chofetz Chaim is coming, so they snuck in the closet. And during his speech, there was a little noise, like a little opening and closing. It's very noise. So the Chofetz Chaim said next to him. So they were all kind of like, and then they continued to schmooze, and they said, two bad, three bad, one bad. I took up a can, by the way. I'll be my phone. I took can for learning. What?
No fighting.
So I'm gonna pay later.
Yeah, what's the mice?
Too bad they were sitting here listening to that one get two beds, you know, three beds, $10, $12. So one of the clips when you have to and like knowing how many people are. So the time after 50 minutes. Because they're learning, that's why you're not getting sick. You're not sick. Because they're learning, that's why.
Yeah.
This.
Like we keep saying about them holding you off.
So you're saying that the Bukharim's Torah is more important than the Rosh Hashiva's Torah?
Avada, what's it called? The Rosh Hashiva. Exactly. Avada, Rosh Hashiva. Yeah, they're the Messiah of Moshe, whatever. But who's the Yeshiva? Who's the Masultan? Who's the person sitting there that's working? That's the Yeshiva holding down. Is the Bukharim aren't sitting running around with all the junk of the day?
What if they're sloppy bulk room and they have
30 rooms? Are they Rosh Hashiva supposed to clean? No, they have to look them up themselves. We're talking about
snow. Oh, so you're saying like if it's other sides or...
Yeah, of course they have to clean themselves.
One, I don't know how long. Well, I think one day when I was in Yeshiva, one page that they couldn't do the picture. So the entire time, she was like, but the end of the day, she was like, it's not my children. It's my cry.
Right.
They're
right.
Handle it.
I guess that's assuming
they
also can't hire someone.
Yeah, I mean, that's where in Europe, they had to have money for the yeshiva. Okay, Gezal Ger, the Sepurna says that someone who steals from a Ger is Mechal Hashem in the Einei Ager. It's like Moel Behektish, because he's coming Lachzis Tanfei Ashchino, and you are turning it off, in his eyes. We have to be extremely, extremely careful. Also, Yidin in the Velt, Bnei Torah, when we go around, we have to be extremely, extremely careful. We think, the people make problems for us. What are we? Why do people pick on the Jews? Why do people pick on the Jews? Beineinu. We have to think about it. Are we really all that good? I remember Kiseder, Rabbi Leif, Marashiv, used to tell us, Bachum, who weren't even driving, used to say, as a chayin, be careful when you're going to start driving. The amount of people that double park and make such chilul Hashems, It's a danger. That's the problem in America, quote unquote, with this type of thing. You know, don't care so much. What's the problem in Eretz Yisrael? Cutting lines, all these chaps to try to get all these things. The one who I heard this year from, what's it called? He said he was sitting in Shari Ravacha, one of the big stores over there, and there's this guy who's walking up with a huge cart, and the one I heard this Magid Shir, I heard the Shir, he was in line first, clearly. No question. He had a huge cart. This other fellow had a huge cart. He's walking up. He sees a kid standing up almost nothing. And the guy, and this other guy says, Yeled, if I galash alecha, oh, Zehine, where's your cart? Oh, this is your cart, right? Oh, okay. And just plants himself in the line. Huge cart. Who are we trying to fool? Yes, Avada, everyone's trying, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Mom, if you get to Eretz Yisrael, it's amazing to live in a country. I mean, I never lived in Lakewood. It could be similar in Lakewood. But it's amazing to live in a country where literally the whole thing runs by yeshiva darim. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. It also runs to the same problems. Everyone's trying to make the same second Seder and get on my colon on time. Agreed. But fine, but if someone, so everyone's trying to get a chap to do it faster, fine. But if you're clearly first, how do you go in front of someone? You go in front of someone. The amount, how many trips do we go on that one guy is saving for a friend, the spot? Okay, that happens, I'm all. But then saving, and 50 friends walk up. 50 friends walk up. I mean, I've seen once ago, with girls. One Bessyankov girl was saving for her friends. And fine, you think a few friends. It literally, the amount of girls that walked up afterwards. Mamish. Some snow tubing trip or something like that. Sufficient Yidin, but imagine how it looks to the guy. Is it a chas v'shalom, al tiftach al sotah? But is it really a wonder? Sometimes, is it really, really a wonder? Do we do it to ourselves, perhaps? We have to be extremely, extremely careful out of the veldt.
Anything that will make him upset about it.
Whatever. You don't have to walk on eggshells, but you have to be a fine man. What we're saying about Rabbi Yaakov, Kamenetsky would return. Maybe you don't have to la'alacha toysakam. Toysakam, you might not have to return. Rabbi Yaakov, the smallest amount of change that the post office gave him, he would, the extra by accident, he realized at home, he'd return it.
You ever seen someone cut lines?
What?
I've never seen someone cut lines? Or even try?
You can feel the chops. Okay?
Definitely.
You probably would have killed the guy by now, so it's a good thing you didn't bump into them.
I was also cutting with cars.
The only hat there is... I do this, that you see the lady, momish, with things getting ready, like 30, like, you know, 100 items. We have 2 items, like, can I go first?
Yeah, I know that. I do that.
But,
yeah.
You have a full, I never, like, yeah. I can't even imagine. Yeah. There's no way that guy's.
I saw one of those practical joke shows where the guy shows up with carts, and guy says, who's in a pineapple on the dog waiting in the car? Can I go ahead?
Sure.
And balloons fall, and you want $1 million? Yeah, I'm just going to go to Europe and blow it
off. I mean, you have to know, right? It's the other way also. I had a African American behind me tonight by Walmart, and I thought he just I had a pretty full cart. I was running. I was really late for a couple of sites to get to. In other words, it was gonna be late.
You were gonna be late.
And this guy behind me had a lock and a bike. So I thought he owned the bike. So I thought he's literally just buying the lock. Okay, but I still, he was one of these with dreadlocks. I'm like, all right, this is, I think, a good situation where he's like basically begging to kill me if I don't ask him, do you want to go first? So I did. And Lamaisi, he was very respectful and very thankful. Turned out he needed to buy the bike also. So I'm like, all right, this is the end of it. He's going to start counting his change or whatever. Yeah. Baruch Hashem, credit card. That was over. It was over pretty fast. It wasn't so bad. It came out of that. That
is the wine guy.
Yeah.
3 things you can steal. Sleep. Time.
Yeah. I'm on them.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah.
But cutting the line in traffic.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I didn't know he's Jewish, though, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No yarmulke on my life.
You have to be careful. Okay. Anyways, moving to Saita Nazar. So first say the famous Shmooze. And to bring it out the way Rabbi Yochanan brings it out, right? So what is the smichas? Why is the parsha of Saita near Nazir? Zokt Rashi, because from Chazal Kol Roy Saita Bekuli Azar Asminayin. When you see a Saita destroyed, blown up in front of you, that's the time to take the initiative and say, go to the mamish. That she was full of taiva, she was full of materialistic things. That's it. Take away wine, take away dead people, take away haircut. I'm for Hashem. You think about it though, what do you mean? This guy saw the blowing up. He saw the lady all disgusting before the blow up. Why does he need this? Isn't that, yes. But no. He didn't see a beautiful braided hair. They take out the hair. They make it as disgusting as possible.
Just
what? Could be you see more, but it's done. It's all Batari's a disgusting way.
No makeup.
So why do you need no makeup?
Rip her clothes, take away the jewelry.
So why do you need more than that? Lachar, that should be enough already. Ben Sayru Myra. We know. He writes about it, right? We know that he Be'etzem, if he would have killed people, then he would have gotten Saif later on in his life. Right now, you give him Skila. Why? Isn't it enough to kill him right now? Forget about any Misa. At least just kill him. You want to kill him because you need down there. Why are you giving him Skila now? Amalek. Amalek died already. I'll be Yeshua. We're worried about the Lederus that we have to come out strong against. Isn't there enough going on already? Alter from Kelm answered. I'm sorry. Start the answer with the Tanchuma. The Tanchuma Shmini says, there was a son whose father was like getting drunk, like being a drunkard. Says the Tanchuma that Vahiyayim, they saw a drunkard in the street, and Mamish, the Oilam, was having fun with him. They're chucking rocks at him, they're shoving him, the guy's, you know, stuff is all over the street, he's being thrown around in it, they're stuffing dirt in his mouth. So the son finally thinks, you know, that's it, finally he'll be able to teach his father a lesson, you know, he's a pa, you know, come on. The father bends down to the drunkard and says, hey, where'd you get such good wine? What do you see? Bush data. Zokta Alta from Kalim. Ki hataiva tamshich etz agoylam gam min hachachma. Taivis, materialistic things, in their form can pull the biggest goylumness, the biggest idiocy, stupidity away from a chacham. In other words, that this guy is so in his wine alcoholic state of mind, in other words, the father, that he couldn't, everything around him didn't matter. All he saw was, wow, wine brought this guy to not even care about all this and still be enjoying it. Wow, that must be good wine. How foolish. But we see how strong. Right, we mentioned before with Shaul Shadron and the Arabs, that he was walking down Malchi Yisrael and the Arabs are sitting there, Me'asharim in the middle, and in the middle of all the sewage and everything, and the stench was unbearable to everyone. And all of a sudden, Rav Shalom sees them sit down, and they take with their bare hands, covered in everything, they take sandwiches out and start eating it. Right, Rav Shalom brought that out for Gabi Avera. Okay, I'll go upon it, but for over here, what's with the Saita? Yeah. Because you know what? There were Zachen. There are things that Lamaisa, she was uncovered, and that could be enough for a Pirchei Kahuna, for the youngins of Kahuna, that even if they see everything disgusting, but the Taivas might break through, and they might not see everything disgusting. She blew up, for heaven's sake! Not enough. What you need is go away from Taivas completely. By Ben Sayer Meira, you need to give him skila to correct and show everyone that you got to stay away from the tartamer basar and from the yayin. That's what we have to do. This is something we have to realize in our lives as well. That it's not just enough. Oh wow, you saw someone get such a bad punishment. How many stories of Bali Tshuva are there that they didn't get the message the first time? But it wasn't enough from them. It wasn't enough for them because they didn't take a strong stance the other way. They just saw something bad happen. I think of this. There's some famous mice that happened within the last 20 years or whatever. Some Eretz Yisrael mice driving a car, whatever. The teenager friend lost his friend at the wheel. Either he's the one who killed his friend, or his friend ended up killing himself at the wheel and he was in the passenger seat, whatever it is. And this friend did not get moved. It was like, wow, poor guy. He was sad. He was upset. He was crying for years. But he ended up becoming Baal Tshuva. But it wasn't from that. Seeing bad is not necessarily going to do anything. You have to take the initiative. That's what we're saying. The Yazar Asmer Ayayin, you might have seen the worst of the worst. But if it had to do with Taiva, any little thing that speaks to you for the bad, in other words, for the bad way in this world, you got to go the other way. You got to go full the other way and run the other way from it. Okay, a little bit about Saita. The Ramban says that this is the only place that we find the Torah is telling you the Gabi Mitzvah that you rely on an ace. Every other mitzvah, it's us, it's Bezdin, we take care of it. This is, you're relying on an ace. Good, you needed Adam for the steer, but besides that, pretty much, it's all up to the mitzvah to take care of it. There's an interesting Mishnah Kanim that says that
about the fire by Ramban.
There's also
fire. Well, you put on the mizbeach.
There's also
could be your done. That's not mitzvah. That's doing. Of course, our nisim all over. This is a mitzvah that in order to be mevayer, to kick out something, you're relying on what? On the mind. The main thing. Good. That's what he said. But that's not mitzvah. Oh, that's in yonim. Oh, very nice. It's in yonim. Right? Our nisim all over.
The Shul Tak says that wasn't the simon that they were simchon. They had to be simchon the sedarim, the flags, and the or the that they walked a mil and came back a mil.
Anyway,
they waited a mil. They had to be simchon on those other shittas.
Right, there were other things.
They couldn't be simchon that. And the last 40 years, before the churban by Sheni,
didn't work.
It didn't work.
Right.
And it didn't work.
Right.
It's an obligation, but on a mitzvah.
Yeah, but this is mitzvah Torah. One of the 613 is Mesa, is take care of a Saita. And how are you taking care of it? Taking care of it through this. That's taking care of it? Yeah. My Shiva Rabbi Leif always used to read. It's good to be read. It's especially with society today, how they look at everything. It's good to be read. It's last or second to last halacha in Ebenezer.
The fact that they don't put it in
That's the meaning of passion.
So what do you learn from the body? All this topic that you learn.
Well, no, that was about the Aryan. That was about the Aryan, not to come close to the Aryan.
Oh, so we were talking about the Lingi's son.
What? Yeah, that was the beginning son. I mentioned it. Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing. That was another point.
I think that's what you learned, what you said.
Get back to it. Okay, so in Kufay in Ches Chof Aleph, it says, Mitzvah Chachamim al B'nei Yisrael is a mitzvah of Chachamim al B'nei Yisrael L'kanos L'nishayseim. To make, all right, it's discussed in this week's parasha, to make a kinnah, to say, don't speak to this person. It's a mitzvah on the husbands of B'nai Yisrael to do such to their wives. V'chol me and anyone, she'enei makbid al ishtei v'al bonav, who is not makbid, who is not careful with his wives, or his sons, right, the show, so we're not necessarily even dealing with, right, not necessarily is everyone married in the world. We're dealing with the musik sheboy, v'al bonav, Ubnei Beisoy, Umas Hiram, anyone was not careful on his wives and his sons to warn them, Upoikid Archeim, and to look and examine their ways, Tomid, constantly, Achayeda, until he knows, Shem Shlemim, that they are Shalim Kochet, that whatever is supposed to be under his jurisdiction, that they are Shalim from Chet, Vaven Hareze Chayte, he is a Chayte, Shenemar, Fakata Novech, Ovoy Sechata. When you do such, then there won't be a Chet. Chomekanis Ishtai, Fakart, anyone who goes ahead and makes the kin unto his wife, and again, like the Shulchan Aruch is including, Tabonov and Bnei Beisai, Nichusabai Ruach Taira, Fakart, it's not bad, it's good. Bring Ruach Taira to the Gansa Elam.
There we know this is going to.
Maybe. I mean, whatever. There are other Makaris. But and then Fashtetzach, he goes on that you have to do it carefully in a good way and whatever, not angry or whatever. But it has to be in a certain way. Society these days is, I'm good. Everyone's good. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself. Even in households, right? Dads mean anything? No. It's first name basis. The mom, the dad, the grandparents. There's no level of anything. There's no level of anything. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Zok the Mechaber, that Avada, that what's it called, that who knows how many things can't be stopped. And if the Shulchan Aruch is saying, that means it's really ingrained in the people in a house this way to respect the Baal Habayis. The lady, it's ingrained in her, right, Chava, that she'll respect Adam. Right, and whether they laughed at Achashverosh, that everyone should be Sarah Bebesai. They laughed at him. Of course, it's not supposed to be everyone, right? They don't know that today. They knew that then. The guy knew that in times of Megillah then. That a man is supposed to rule the house. That's what he's saying. You have to be careful. Say it, of course, say it in a good, careful way. A person should know what's going on. I think the Briskerova said on his kids that he knew every single second where they were and what they were doing. What does that mean? Especially they didn't have technology. No WhatsApp, no nothing, right? What does that mean? Because Pshat is, when you raise your children in the right way and put what the Shulchan Aruch is saying in the correct way, in the correct shape or form, then you know that they will automatically be doing that afterwards, going B'derech Yireh Hashem and Shleim. So of course he knows what they're doing. Of course he knows what they're doing. Just close off real quickly, mentioning the Nesiim, right? The Alam Adrash and whatever, that they all had different kavanas, the same kavanas. The point was all that we should have respect for one another and one another's ideas, looking out for one another, individuality, right? The Medrash gives, the Ramban brings the first three. Yehuda, it was giving his kavanas for Malchus, Yisachar's al derech hatayra, Zvulun's al derech prakmate, al derech business, but it was all to come together with Shem Shemaim as one Klal Yisrael, a guten Shabbos.
With the chidah.